Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This past week on TV, on my weekly cooking segment, Dean Cooks Wednesdays on the WGN TV Morning News, I cooked something. Tell me if you think this sounds gross. Because I got a response to this recipe this week like I have never had to anything I've ever cooked on TV before, in a negative way, of people who were, you would have thought that I like took dirt out of the backyard and put it on the plate. That's how some people responded. So I start off with macaroni and cheese, right? Like kind of traditional macaroni and cheese, except I made it with Fontina cheese instead of like regular cheddar or, you know, Kraft macaroni and cheese. It was a really nice quality cheese, has a little bit of sharpness to it. You know, Fontina cheese, it's a nice cheese. So I've got macaroni and cheese like that, right? Does that sound good so far?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Then, because it's, you know, it was chilly last week, I wanted to make something autumnal. I took a can of pumpkin and put that into the macaroni and cheese. So now it's got this, you know, like, it's not sweet. It's not like I put a pumpkin pie in there.
Like you were, like it would overwhelm the mac and cheese.
Yeah, but it's not even that sweetness of pumpkin pie. It's just pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can take an actual small pumpkin. Those are the kinds that you cook with, the small ones. And, you know, you clean them out, get all the goop out of it, and make some pumpkin seeds on the side, which I also did because I like those. But then you take the pumpkin, you cut it up, and I roasted it. The pieces of pumpkin. But you can take that and roast it and then puree it and put that in the macaroni and cheese.
What's wrong with that?
Instead of, I did canned pumpkin because it's just, I just thought it's easier to, you know, to do it on TV than doing all that roasting and pureeing and all that stuff. I just thought here's a simple thing to do. So it's just canned pumpkin, plain and simple. And you mix it in with the macaroni and cheese. And then you put it in like a baking dish and sprinkled some breadcrumbs on top of it. So when I put it in the oven again, the breadcrumbs would get a little crusty, you know, crunchy, good. And then I took the actual pumpkin that I did roast and I cut up the pieces small and sprinkled that on top of it. It was delicious. It was nice and cheesy and it had a little pumpkin flavor to it. Had these, you know, little pieces of actual pumpkin on top of it. And, you know, pumpkin is basically just like a squash. It's like butternut squash or acorn squash.
It's in that family, isn't it?
It's basically the same thing. I have never seen, you would have thought I was talking about the most volatile political issues in the world.
Oh, you were getting all kinds of negativity.
I could not believe it for this recipe for the stupid pumpkin macaroni and cheese. I thought, how interesting. That, you know, not we live in this world where you can't just disagree with anybody. You have to practically threaten their lives. But for a recipe? It's crazy.
Wow.
But it sounds okay. It was very delicious.
I would want to try that. I'd be, just be curious as to the flavor.
Yeah, I'll bet you would like it.
Is this something that was original? Is this an Uncle Dean original here?
Well, I've seen recipes for the macaroni and cheese, which I thought, it's macaroni and cheese, not that big of a deal. And I've seen, I love butternut squash. I love to roast it, acorn squash, pumpkin. I love that separately. You know what's good? Butternut squash with a little, you know, you cut it up and you put a little olive oil on it and rosemary of all.
Oh, that would be great.
Of rosemary.
Yeah.
And you just serve that as a side dish. So I thought, well, the two of these things would be nice together. The pumpkin and, you know, the macaroni and cheese. Who doesn't like pumpkin? Everyone goes crazy for the pumpkin coffee.
Pumpkin pies, pumpkin coffee.
It's that time of year. I thought the you know, this time of year was a little chilly, you know, during the week. It's a perfect dish for a cool day. And you would have thought that I said, take your grandmother in the driveway and run her over. It's an interesting, interesting analogy that I just came up.
Now, let's be nice.
That's how some of the reaction was to it. It's crazy. Somebody on the phone line here, the 214 area code, says that I may be trolled. You think the Russians are after my recipes? You think the Russians are trying to...
Well, you're national now.
The Russians are trying to influence my recipes?
You never know.
That Putin. Get that Dean Richards. It's pumpkin recipe.
Pumpkin a la Putin.
Dean Richards in Chicago is making pumpkin. Stop it immediately. It's so weird. It was so weird. So here's what I want to do. I want to open up the phone lines just for, like, you know, recipes that you love in autumn. You know what I can't wait to make now that the weather is getting a little chilly? I can't wait to make a big pot of chili. I love homemade chili.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to say, Uncle Dean makes a good chili.
I'm sure.
Uncle Dean makes a good. Sure. You don't want to come to my house if I ever invited you.
You won't ever let me come to your house.
Well, that's intentional.
I know.
But...
But I just assumed that
on a cool day, you sit down with you know, a nice bowl of Uncle Dean's chili. It's good.
Every time you have a party, I'm the only one that's not invited.
Well, you know, life can be difficult.
That's it.
chili is great. I think in this time of year. What's other good, really good? You know, like, if you were watching the game today and you wanted to make some nice, like, autumn football food, what would it be? 312-981-7200 is my phone number. Michelle, you think there's a whole macaroni and cheese elitist thing going on here?
Hi, Dean. Yeah, I think you kind of hit people in the solar plexus of their macaroni and cheese loving. I think it was a little too avant-garde. Mac and cheese is one of those dishes, you know, everybody remembers how their mom made it.
Right.
They have a, you know, it's very, very home-cooked, very, you know, homey, belly-filling recipe. But everybody kind of likes their own, and every lady's got their own recipe that they tweak. Yeah. God forbid you change it. I worked at Sears years ago at Sears Tower when we used to have these, you know, events where people would bring stuff. Eight ladies would bring macaroni and cheese, and everyone was different. And they'd walk behind you and go, try mine. Isn't mine better? Isn't mine great?
Yeah, yeah.
But there was no pumpkin, hon, and I think the pumpkin is a little avant-garde.
I think I freaked some people out with the pumpkin.
I think so, too.
I think
yeah,
you're right.
I really do.
Listen to this, though. Listen to some of the texts here.
Sure.
I love macaroni and cheese, and I'm not opposed to a piece of pumpkin pie, but I think certain ingredients should be kept separate. Like pineapple on a pizza or ketchup on a hot dog. Oh, don't compare my macaroni and cheese to ketchup on a hot dog. Come on. But look at that.
Your intentions were good. But years ago, my dad was the cook in the morning. He would make us breakfast on the weekends. And he used to love tweaking scrambled eggs. One time he went overboard. He made scrambled eggs with Galliano. And we're eating them. We're going, Dad, what the heck is this?
Wow.
He was so proud. And we had to throw them all out. It was horrible.
Wow, that's something.
But we still loved him. You know, we still love you, even though you went a little too far, Dean.
I guess, apparently. 773 area code. The texture sounds really bad, but most of your recipes are good.
I'm a huge macaroni and cheese fan of all ilks, but I can't even imagine how this would taste. Was it savory? Is it salty?
It's a little savory and salty, yes. There's sage in it. One of the spices in it. It's is that ubad oo?
Do not know what that is.
Yeah. No, it was good. Not sweet at all. Not at all like pumpkin pie. It's just got a squash.
You use canned pumpkin?
I use just plain canned pumpkin, yes.
Huh.
Yep.
Huh. Well, listen, everything's worth a shot and everything's worth a tweak.
Yeah. I think you may have...
Some good recipes are made, but...
You may have hit it, I think, right on the head that I messed with something which is sacred to some people.
Yeah, I think so.
Here's another one, 815 area code. People are probably thinking of brown sugar that's in pumpkin pie that's associated with pumpkin, not going with the macaroni and cheese. I think that may be it. Also, it's not sweet at all. It's not like pumpkin pie at all.
I think that they're thinking as a default it might have been sweet, but Yeah, and especially with the fontina. I never thought of fontina cheese. That sounded fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm trying that next time for sure.
It's a nice sharpness to it. Finally, here's one, 773. Pumpkin macaroni and cheese sounds amazing. Thank you, whoever wrote that.
Hey, so you're one for 100.
Dean Richards, Cult of One, once again. Thanks, Michelle. Have a great day.
Thanks, Dean. You too.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, it's so interesting, isn't it? Dean Richards, Sunday morning, getting into our Food Time show, Chicago Radio's only cooking and dining show for decades now. The All Things Edible program, the award-winning All Things Edible program, talking about great foods for tailgating today for the first Bears game, great foods for autumn, for fall, and the raging controversy continues over my pumpkin macaroni and cheese that I made on TV this week. This might be my favorite text of the whole morning from the 815 area code. Dean, everyone knows Karl Marx was the first to mix pumpkin with macaroni and cheese. It's a communist plot. That's what it is. That's hilarious. 815 area code said, I used to put a couple of tablespoons of cottage cheese in my kids' macaroni and cheese for extra protein. They hated it. They're in their 40s now and still complain to me that it was child abuse. I think our last caller was onto something, is that macaroni and cheese is something that you should not mess with. I'm telling you, it was delicious. It was good. All right, so let's get to some ideas. Oh, here's someone who puts canned pumpkin in chili. I'll bet that would be really good, too. And I'm sure I'd get some great hate mail about that as well. 312-981-7200. Hi, Penny. You're on WGN.
Oh, hi there.
Welcome to the world's most controversial cooking show.
Yes, and I am not going to, I'm not getting in the middle of that war. No. I'm happy with my boxed macaroni and cheese.
That a girl. You're smarter than me.
I love your show. I love you. I was thinking grilled cheese and a bowl of tomato soup.
Oh,
what do you think? Or
oh
is that more
gosh.
For February?
That is, I think for a cool day, that should be the national food for a cool day. That is the, that's the quintessential cool weather food, don't you think? Campbell's tomato soup.
There you go. Yep.
I loved the Campbell's tomato soup with milk. My mom would make it with milk.
Yes.
So it was nice
Me
and
too.
Creamy
yep.
and a good old fashioned grilled cheese sandwich. Now, am I messing with something traditional? If I were to take that grilled cheese sandwich and put a slice of tomato on it, is that bad?
No. No, we have evolved.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
We
good.
Have evolved to the tomato is acceptable, and maybe even some people like bacon.
Oh,
I know
bacon would be nice. But,
Yeah. But I was wondering if that's more for February or January.
That's like super, super, super cold then. But I think it applies once the weather gets a little on the cool side. Tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich—you can't beat that.
Yeah. And add a cup of hot chocolate, and then we can do it in February.
Oh, there's the difference. Yeah, there's the difference. I might make me one of those. I might make me a grilled cheese sandwich today, thanks to you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll be thinking about you when I make mine.
Okay. All right. We can virtually toast each other. And I do mean with actual toast.
Toast.
Have a great day,
thank
Penny.
Thank you.
Thank you. Stirred up a hornet's nest of controversy on the show today. Not politics, not climate change.
Well, it had to be our DJ talk.
That is very controversial also. If people only understood what we were talking about when we talked DJ talk. It's my controversial recipe that I made on TV this week. Of pumpkin with macaroni and cheese, which, by the way, was freaking delicious. It was delicious. And the next day, it was even better.
Oh, so it heats up better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was good when I made it.
You might even be able to eat that at room temperature.
You could. I, you know what?
You know?
Yes, you could.
Keep it in the refrigerator.
Attaboy.
And then take it out.
Go
and
Schwani.
Be a nice snack.
Go Schwani. Go Schwani. 847 area code says
it. See, you, I'm sticking up for you.
If you can mess with ramen noodles, you can mess with macaroni and cheese. Go Dean.
See, there's someone in your
Go
corner.
Dean. 708 area code. How boring is it to not try and learn new things each day? To take a quote from Auntie Mame, life's a banquet. Don't starve. Love my Uncle Dean.
Yes, eat mac and cheese with pumpkin. Then you won't starve.
Let me see here. 219 area code. If you put anything other than cheese on a grilled cheese sandwich, it is no longer a grilled cheese sandwich. Oh, no. We've done this again. Because the previous caller, right, we were talking about tomato and bacon on a grilled cheese sandwich. That sounds delicious to me.
Mm-hmm.
I know tomato is. I've had that many times.
Oh, tomato and bacon with grilled cheese? Sure. Yeah.
414 area code. Pesto on a grilled cheese is great. That sounds delicious.
A pesto on there? Yeah.
You know what I did last year? I made this on TV. I made a grilled cheese sandwich and I put caramelized onions.
I remember that.
On the grilled cheese sandwich.
I remember that.
It was like a French onion soup grilled cheese sandwich, and it was so good. The onions were nice and sweet.
All that's missing is meat, then you'd have a patty melt.
Uncle Dean, remember this. Most people are sheep. It takes a leader to have imagination and a creativity. Oh, the Uncle Dean forces suddenly are out.
Sounds to me like you have more people that like it than they did the other day. Then
630 area code. Dean, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with macaroni and cheese. Wow, I could have never imagined this being a big controversial issue. Here's one that says Gruyere cheese on grilled cheese sandwiches is the bomb. That does sound good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. 224 area code. Dean, that sounds really good. The macaroni and pumpkin. I'm extremely hungry for pumpkin pie right now, says Tom from Elgin. It doesn't have the spices of pumpkin pie, but it's got that like earthiness of squash. I mean, pumpkin basically is a squash. It is a squash. I mean, that's what it is. It's that like nice warmth that just it enhances the mac and cheese. But clearly, it is not for everyone. Jim, good morning. You're on, or good afternoon. You're on WGN. Hello.
Good, Dean. How are you doing? Great show.
Thank you.
And your recipes are always the greatest.
I appreciate that. But you've got one for me now. For like we're talking about great things to eat in the fall and autumn. What's your go-to?
It's strange. I'm from the south side, Roseland, but I live up north down there, Gene and Jude's up the north side. When I go to these places, I want to get me a chili tamale boat.
Oh.
And they look at me like, what? And I say a chili tamale boat. It's a tamale. It's got chili poured all over it.
Right.
It has melted cheddar cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Diced onions and optional with the jalapeno peppers.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fantastic. But up north here, you can't get it. You go to the south side, any of the hot dog stands, Johnny's and that, they'll get you. That's the only place I can get them.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good. Then there's one other thing. I think they're trying to up you by one, but I heard where Hostess just came out with pumpkin Twinkies.
Oh, okay. Now, see, that I know some people find that sacrilegious to mess with the traditional Twinkie. I think a pumpkin-flavored Twinkie with a nice cream filling would be nice.
Well, they're coming out with it.
All right. I'm gonna look for it. And you know what else? I also am originally from the South Side. I lived at 81st and Colfax, so I wasn't far from you in Roseland.
Oh, okay, right.
And now I live on the North Side too. I'm gonna find a place to get me a chili tamale boat on the North Side.
Good. If you find it, put it over the radio because I can't find it. But Johnny's down on the South Side off 87th and Western.
Uh huh.
And in any of the hot dog stands, I know there's no more Bozos, but it's odd. The hot dog stands have got tamale. I'm surprised Pertillo's hasn't jumped on it.
I'm surprised any place that sells those tamales I don't know why they just wouldn't, you know, cut them out of the wrapper, throw a little chili on it, make the man happy. What's the give the man what he wants? Give the man what he wants.
It's a good fall and wintertime. You eat it. It's filling. It's a good bite.
That sounds good, Jim. I hope you have a great day today. Thanks, pal.
Okay. Thank you. Great
show. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hi, Bruce. You're on WGN.
How you doing, Dean?
Well,
I really liked it when your conversation turned away from the chili with pumpkin to the grilled cheeses.
Yes.
And I really love grilled cheese. I like tomato in my grilled cheese, but my absolute favorite is put a light smear of peanut butter, creamy peanut butter, into my grilled cheese.
Really?
And it turns out you've got a grilled cheese with a good taste of peanut butter, but only a light smear.
Let me think
about
this.
Never chunky peanut butter, just only the creamy.
Let me think about this.
You've got to try it sometime.
Let me
You'll
think
love
about
it.
This. Do you use cheddar cheese or and a different kind of cheese?
Either cheddar or American, but more than likely I just use cheddar cheese.
Cheddar cheese with creamy, just a thin slab of
peanut. Light smear, so you get a little bit of a taste. You don't want to overwhelm it.
Okay.
Then it gets too sticky in your mouth.
All right.
It's really a great mixture of combination.
I think I like this.
I
think that sounds really good. I'm going to give
and
that
you
a try.
You can use it with any kind of bread, and it goes well with rye bread or just plain old traditional white bread anything you want to do.
Would that be good on sourdough bread, do you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That gives one more flavor layer in there. I think that would. Okay, here, you know what I'm going to do? Just based on our conversation that we're having here today, I realized that my pumpkin mac and cheese was a complete disaster and obviously inspired by some communists. But
well, you never know
these days. But this coming Wednesday on TV, I'm going to make a variety of grilled cheese sandwiches. And one of them, Bruce, is going to be your peanut butter and grilled cheese. Is that okay?
Perfect.
So can I steal your recipe?
Yes, you may.
All right.
You can even add variations to it.
All right. I'm gonna leave it old school. I'm gonna call it Bruce's grilled cheese and peanut butter sandwich.
Perfect.
Now
right.
Here, tell me if this sounds good to you, because somebody suggested this to me: grilled cheese sandwich with bacon, avocado, tomato, caramelized onion, and a touch of balsamic glaze.
Okay. Go for the tomato. Go for the caramelized onions.
Okay.
Go for the bacon. I would leave off the avocado.
Leave off the avocado.
Yeah. I'm just not that much of an avocado fan, but all the rest combined together, it's another home run.
All right. Grilled cheese sandwiches Wednesday on the WGN TV Morning News.
Bruce? I'll be there.
A TV idea is born here today.
All right.
Thanks,
there
Bruce. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. 312-981-7200. Yeah, thanks for... I was wondering what I was going to cook on TV this week. I was looking at some recipes. So, you know, you all helped me here today. I appreciate that. 312-981-7200 is my phone number. Things to cook. This is what I want to get into. Things to cook for autumn and fall. What are your go-to items for autumn and fall? That's how we got on grilled cheese, but it can be anything. 312-981-7200. Next on WGN.
WGN.
12:21. We've got White Sox baseball coming up. Sox and Tigers today. Mark Carmen with the pregame at 12:35. Andy and Darren Jackson with the first pitch at 1:10. You'll hear it all right here on WGN, where we have uncovered the topic for the first presidential debate today. Very curious to see how the president and Joe Biden both feel about pumpkin. How funny would that be in the first debate if that actually was the first question? Chris Wallace, who's going to be moderating the first presidential debate. Mr. President, the controversy is boiled up in Chicago about the use of pumpkin in macaroni and cheese. What is your position on it? 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. Favorite foods for fall? What do you like and what don't you like? Here's one from the 269 area code. It says, Dean, great show today. Thank you. What about chili and chili mac goulash? Chili on top of noodles, tomato and cheese. Yeah, that's I've had that many times. We used to have that all the time when we were kids. My mom would tell me years later, when I would say, how come you never make that, you know, macaroni and ground beef like you used to? She goes, you didn't know how poor we were when we were little. That's all we could afford with four boys, you know, family. So apparently it was a food based on poverty growing up. But it's great. You know, any kind of, you know, chili mac. My mom used to make it, you know, just sort of onions and garlic and ground beef and, you know, mix it in with some kind of macaroni, some kind of pasta. And it was fantastic. Here's another one saying, my favorite fall food is barbecued ribs. Oh, well, that's 365 days a year, but I know what you mean. It's especially delicious in the autumn time. You know what I like? I like pulled pork, a nice pulled pork sandwich in the fall, in the autumn, more than I do in the hot weather. Although, you know, it's considered a barbecue food for summertime. Slow cook in the oven at 2 hours and 50 minutes for 4 hours. First three with rub and bone side up, and the last hour bone side down in your favorite barbecue sauce. Delicious. I don't know if I would put, well, I guess the barbecue sauce, if you're doing it in an oven, the barbecue sauce for the last hour would be okay. If you're doing it on a grill, barbecue sauce is going to burn up if you leave it on there for a full hour. You really shouldn't put, if you're on a grill, even in direct heat, the barbecue sauce shouldn't be more than 10 minutes, 7 to 10 minutes tops. Otherwise, all the sugar in the barbecue sauce is going to, you know, burn itself up. A lot of grilled cheese sandwich fans here today. I'm so glad that I'm going to do this on TV now that, you know, we've got a new recipe idea for TV, because clearly you guys love grilled cheese sandwiches this time of year. 217, Dean, my go-to grilled cheese is Swiss cheese, sun-dried tomatoes, and yellow mustard. Boy, that's on. I would put it on. The text doesn't say this, but I would put that on some rye bread, right? Doesn't that sound good? My fall favorite, baked acorn squash, cut in half with wild rice and mushroom filling. That sounds absolutely delicious. And, you know, baked acorn squash, hate to tell some of you, it tastes like pumpkin. It's very similar. It's a little sweeter than pumpkin. But it's really pretty when you cut it in half, you take the seeds out, you bake it, and now you've got this sort of, you know, little cup in the middle of each of your halves, and you put that wild rice concoction in it. That sounds like a great idea. I'm going to see if I can figure out a recipe for that, because that sounds like a really good fall dish also. Uncle Dean, soup, any kind of soup in the fall, especially potato soup with bacon and cheese. Yeah, that sounds really good. Producer Ryan was telling me during one of the breaks, you made a potato soup with cauliflower last night?
Yeah. It wasn't vegetarian or anything, because we put bacon on there. But, yeah, I think it was two potatoes and then just cut off, you know, the top of cauliflower.
Yeah.
Steam that so it gets soft.
Yeah.
Put it in there, kind of blend it.
Right.
Like an immersion blender.
Yeah.
And
I bet that was delicious.
It was amazing. Yeah, sour cream too. Put that in there.
See,
kind of thickens it up.
Yeah. I remember when I was his age and I could eat sour cream on everything. That sounds really good. That's another good fall choice. Here's Barbara on the phone line. Barbara, you're on WGN. Hello,
Dean. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about my slow cooker beef stew.
Oh, that's
very easy to put together. Absolutely delicious, and you have all 6 hours to smell that wonderful
right.
aroma, and when you're ready to eat with wonderful Italian crusty bread.
Oh, baby. Oh,
the
baby.
Sauce.
So what do you put the beef in there, maybe with some flour, right?
I do. I do, yeah.
Carrots, and then of course, carrots, celery, potatoes,
I put
onion.
Carrots and I put potatoes, I put onions, celery, garlic, salt, pepper, and beef broth, and it is just outstanding and so delicious.
I'm going to make that this
Very
week, too. I love beef stew. That's my favorite.
I do, too.
I'm going to use my crock pot more. My crock pot. I'm going to use that more often this year. I didn't use it very much the last several.
It's wonderful in the winter because you have that wonderful aroma of 6 hours that you're cooking. It's
right.
Just the whole house smells wonderful.
Barbara, have a great day today. Thank you for that.
You too. Thank you, Dean.
I appreciate it. That sounds good. Here's one that says corn chowder recipe from Martha Stewart. All right. I'm going to look that up. Dean, for fall, big pot of vegetable beef barley soup. That sounds amazing. I love that. Hey, Uncle Dean. Baking a pumpkin is my favorite. Black bean and pumpkin stew. Delicious. Love your show. Sounds like a fantastic combination as well. All right. All you communists listening today with your pumpkin variations, I appreciate that.